वृंदावन, भट्टाचार्य रेडी।
माताजी
यस माताजी।
You can share your pay obeisances. विष्टाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे शेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। थैंक यू माता जी। सो टुडे वी आर गोना गो टू राधा कुंड टू डिग एंड Do you want to start?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay.
So today is actually a little small, short parikrama. It is not like there are not, it's not very long. But so yesterday we are still in Govardhan. We have seen Govardhan parikrama, then the eyes of Vrindavan. We saw Radha Kund, Shyam Kund yesterday. In a little bit detailed manner, we have seen Radha Kund. So from there, now we will have to go to Badrinath. Actually, in Vrajabhumi also, there is Badrinath and Kedarnath. So we are heading there. So from Radha Kund, we have to start to a place called Dig. That is in Rajasthan. Actually, on Govardhan, we see the border of Rajasthan. When we are going in the auto also says now we are entering Rajasthan. We have seen the Lota Baba that is coming actually in Rajasthan. If you have to go over, then you have to take a U-turn. So we have the border. So we will take blessings of Sri Mati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Sri Sri Gaur Nittai, Gaurang Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees. And we start. So this is our map for today. See Radha Kund. Then we are taking, actually coming back. Kusum Sarovar, we have seen that, right? Then we have seen the Govardhan town where there's Mansi Ganga, Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. From here, we have to come to a place called Gantuli Gram, then Gulal Kund, then Bahaj, then Dik. So this is Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. This is actually his Bhajan Kutir. We all know, we were discussing, right, that he comes every day to Govardhan Parikrama. Actually, Sanatan Goswami was very, he's the oldest. And every day when he comes to Govardhan, he used to travel all the villages in and around Vrindavan. And he's very well known. Everybody used to share their problems with him. They used to discuss everything. And he used to also very warmly, you know, talk with all the Rajavasis and ask, how are you doing? Address their problems. So everybody likes him so much. That he has the Bhajan Kutir on the banks of Mansi Ganga, and we have seen how Chakleshwar Mahadev is protecting Sanatan Goswami from the mosquitoes. When he wanted to go from that place, he himself comes and says he will protect without mosquitoes. So that's why we don't see any mosquitoes at this place, because Lord Shiva didn't want to lose the association of Sanatan Goswami. He didn't want him to go any other place. That is why he said,
So, Mataji, you covered Chakleshwar Mahadev, right?
Yes. We have to go. Next, we are going there, Mataji.
Next, we are going. Okay.
So, this is small Bhajan Kutir of Sanatan Goswami. And then we know on the banks, very close by, we have Chakleshwar Mahadev also. If you go to Mansi Ganga, we have to see Mansi Ganga, then Haridev Temple, Chakleshwar Mahadev, Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. So, this is Chakleshwar Mahadev. We know there are like Radha Kund, all directions is protected by Shiv. We know he is the protector of the Kshetra, Vrindavan Dham. So there are so many deities of Lord Shiva. But there are four main, Kameshwar Mahadev and Kamyavan, Gopeshwar Mahadev And Chakreshwar Mahadev is here on Govardhan. And what is the fourth one, Mataji? Bhuteshwar Mahadev. So for a whole Vrindavan, these are the protectors. And so these five, this is the deity. So these five Shivlings are said that the five heads of Lord Shiva. So this is, I don't know why Lord Shiva has five heads. Anybody can say, Mataji, if you know, like, why he has five heads. Okay. Maybe if somebody can find out also, tomorrow also you can tell. Or I can check. So these five, it is said that Shiva has five heads and each represents five senses. That is that much I have read in the book. So then actually initially this was called as Chakreshwar Mahadev. Now he became Chakreshwar Mahadev. Why it is called Chakreshwar Mahadev? Because we know Chakra Tirtha is also here. When the Govardhan is being lifted by Krishna, then there's lots and lots of torrents of rain coming. So where will all that water go? That's why Krishna invoked his chakra and he asked to stay on top of the Govardhan hill, and the chakra is like flaming. It's a lot of heat is there. So all the water is evaporating. It took care of that. And after the whole Leela is over, Sudarshan Chakra asked him, like, can I stay here? So that's why Chakra Tirtha is the place where Krishna Sudarshan Chakra is still residing there. That's why originally he was called as Chakreshwar Mahadev, but now he is also called as Chakleshwar Mahadev. So as we walk,
does he have five heads?
I don't know why he has five heads. So from there, see, if we see in the gram, we are coming to Gantuli gram. So let's see why this is called Gantuli gram. So this is the place one time after the summer. When the rainy season is coming, we know how the weather changes. We see nice lightning, beautiful. Then we understand, okay, the rain is going to come. Then the gopis arranged the julan for Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Then they were doing nice this julan pastime, nice flower julan. So what happened? One gopi went from behind of Radha and Krishna. And you know how during the marriages, Indian weddings, they tie the knots of the cloth, right? Brides and bridegrooms, they tie so that they're united. They say a mantra and then they tie. So these gopis will go and tie the cloth of Radha and Krishna from behind. And after the Julan Yatra is, after the Julan pastime is done, then when they wake up, when they get up, they understand that their cloth is tied. And then they feel shy and they feel bashful here. Because they did this gant. Gant is a knot. So that's why it's called as Gantoli. Gantoli or Gantoli Gram. Because of the knot they have tied.
I got my knot here.
Mataji means they tied the knot Radha and Krishna, and they said, all they were singing nice song and dancing, and so much festival was going on, and they didn't know, Radha Rani did not know what's going on, and all the songs they were singing, the songs were like marriage song. When we sing in the marriage, that kind of songs they were singing, and she was so surprised why they are singing this kind of songs. And as soon as she got up, she realized that her sari has pallu has tied up with Krishna's upper cloth. So nice.
Yeah. So here this is a place actually we have seen in Madhavendra Puri's pastime where Gopal comes in his dream and says that I am hiding here. So please, can you bring me out? We have seen that day before yesterday. So that Gopal deity is on top of Govardhan hill. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing his parikrama, he wouldn't step on Govardhan. That's why we Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't step on. We don't climb on, really step on the shilas and go anywhere. But we see that some other sampradayas, I have seen actually last time, they are going, climbing and going. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to, you know, step on the Shila, Govardhan Shila, and go see the deity which is on top of the hill. Then Gopal deity, you know, he understood that Mahaprabhu wanted to have his darshan. So he will come up with an idea. Krishna always, you know, doesn't want his devotees to feel. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord himself, but he is showing us the mood of a devotee. So, he wants to fulfill his desire. Like many times, we will see in the further pastimes, he will fulfill the desire of Shani Dev, he will fulfill the desire of Mahadev. So, now he wants to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he comes in the dream of some local Pujari or Brahmanas, and then he says that it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, that this is the Shloka, and here says, like, due to fear of Muslims, the Gopal deity was moved from one place to another again and again. Thus, giving up his temple, Lord Gopal would sometimes live in bush and sometimes in village after another, in one village after another. So he comes and says, oh, tomorrow some, you know, Turkish, some, I know they're attacking, they're going to take away my deity, now hide me. So they will bring him to Gantoli Gram. So he was here, and then Mahaprabhu had his darshan. So that is one more pastime that happened at Gantoli Gram. And what happened after this Julan pastime, immediately, you know, they took their pichkaris, because they were so bashful. As Mataji said, it was all a festival mood. They were singing nice marriage songs, playing music. Then immediately they took their pichkaris and started playing this Holi. And lots of colors, you know, Krishna was putting on Radharani, so much colors they were playing, and the whole place became so pink. The kund became pink, and it was so pink that it looked as if the clouds were pink. So gulal means pink. So that's why this kund is called as gulal kund. If you go there here, this is the Nitya holy pastimes happening. Always they always celebrate holy throughout the month. It is not the one day of a year. Festival of colors is there throughout. So this is called, that's why it is called Gulal Kund. And as we go forward, we'll come to a village called Bahaj. So what is this Bahaj? This is the place where Indra, we all know that Indra of, like, you know, he was, what did you want to say?
Yeah, do you have picture of that, Sanatana? Yeah. Krishna gave the Shila with his footprint to Sanatan Goswami.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mataji, that is in Damodar temple, so I didn't keep it right now. It is there. You want me to show? Because we can see that thing when we go to Radha Damodar temple, that's why I didn't show it now.
It shows here, so that's why I was asking. Sorry. Go ahead,
no. That's fine. I know it. I thought we'll see there. So I took break the suspense and I didn't show.
Oh.
Because that's the main thing in Radha Damodar temple, right? It means one of the main things. So I didn't keep the break. We'll see when we go there, Mataji, if you're okay.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Mataji.
So Bahaj is the village where Lord Indra comes on his Airavata to ask forgiveness with Krishna. But he didn't want to go with his Airavata. He wanted to go with Surabhika. We know that, right? So he will ask Airavata to stay in this village. So Airavata was there, and he went all the way to, he took Surabhika cow and he went to Govinda Kund to ask his forgiveness. So that is the pastime at Bahaj.
What is Govinda Kund?
I think. So then from there, we are going to Deeg. This is in Rajasthan. So, but though this is actually, we know how Rajasthan, you know, Jaipur, they're very, very well known for their nice architectural, nice, beautiful constructions. So what happened? This is the place where Rajputs were there, the king of Bharatpur. There is the royal palaces and very beautiful Jal Mahals. Like, it is in between water. If you see, it's surrounded by water, this Jal Mahal. And the royal palace, I think it's Gokul Bhavan. Yeah. So that has almost 500 water fountains. When they used to be soldiers in the fort. There is a fort also in the Rajasthan. And in that fort palace, the soldiers used to hide inside and then, you know, fight. Because people from outside can't see where the arrows are coming. But people from inside can see everything. And they used to hide in that fort so that the attack people who are attacking, they have to come across this Jal Mahals and all these places. It takes quite a time if they have to cross water and come. So they used to hide in that fort, which is in the center of Deeg, and then they used to do these fightings. these are all built in the 18th century. I think around 1950s, now nobody is staying, but they are taking care of them very nicely. And Krishna used to come all the, close it. Krishna used to come all the way here to cowherd, like, you know, bringing his cows all the way to dig. Now it might be very surprising how Krishna comes, because this is the map. Where is this? So this is the map. Say, so Nandagaon is somewhere here, and dig is somewhere here. So if Krishna brings his cows all, and Radha Kund is here. So if Krishna comes all the way till here, how will he go back on the same day? We might think with our, you know, with our materialistic.
I told you nicely, come out.
Bring the blanket
out.
Adachi, somebody is not muted.
Chalo, 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 uto, uto. Bhai, baap ko bulati ho, ek lagayega apne aap.
Yeah, Mataji, can you mute? Yeah, I am not host.
Okay, so then what happened was, so we might be thinking like that, because from Radha Kund, if you have to go to dig it, walking parikrama, it takes 4 hours. So then how will Krishna, if we consider, you know, with our material calculation and material mind, it might be very surprising. So we know that Vrindavan is like a lotus shape, right? So the acharyas explain that, you know, the lotus can open and the lotus can close. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So if he has to go back, the lotus would, you know, shrink and everything gets very close by. So it's very easy for Krishna to come on the same day and go on the same day. So that is, this is, dig is somewhere around here. This is dig.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nandagaon is somewhere here, Gokul Mahavan, so this is all this side. And we have to come all the way here. So that is all about today. From tomorrow, we'll go from Dig to Badrinath.
Yeah, so Mataji, I want to say something about the Dig. Dig is the place where like pastime of Radharani and Krishna happen, and in that pastime, Radharani forgot everything, even her bodily presence also she forgot. That's like, you know, it's says in Hindi, like Krishna ne to Radharani ko diga diya. So that's why it's called Dig. But it's the town name was Dirghapur. Yeah, Dirghapur was built by Lakshman, like we saw the Mathura was built by Shatrughna. So there is also one more town is there, it's called Bharatpur, and it's built by Bharat Maharaja. So this one, Dirghapur, is established by Lakshman. So I think there is a temple of Lakshman also in that town.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji, for sharing that. So today we will end our parikrama here. Whoever go by walk, they will stay here. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has halted here when he was doing Vrindavan parikrama. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we will start from there to Badrinath. Mataji, I have a video of Gulal Kund. Should I show?
Yes, Mataji.
And Chakleshwar Mahadev also.
Yay! Now I want to first speak for something.
Okay.
Oh, yay!
Mataji, just give me 1 minute. I'll close this then. I can
close.
So first we'll see Chakleshwar.
Hare Krishna. Chakleshwar Mahadev. Yeah, इसको चक्र चिली चिली कहते हैं। ये मानसी गंगा के उत्तर में स्थित है।
Mataji, we can't hear the audio anymore.
Mataji, are you getting sound?
No, no sound anymore,
Mataji, can someone answer? Are you able to hear?
No, Mataji.
No, Mataji. We can't
hear. The sound was there.
Hare Krishna.
Cannot hear.
Can you? Yeah, we can hear now.
वर्षा कर रहे थे ब्रज को डुबोने के लिए, तो महादेव जी जो सदा शिव यानी विष्णु तत्व ही हैं, उन्होंने अपने त्रिशूल से चक्र बनाकर ब्रजवासियों से बचाया था। और कुछ भक्त तो कहते हैं कि महादेव जी ने प्रार्थना की तो सुदर्शन चक्र गिरिराज गोवर्धन के ऊपर इस तरह से चला कि एक भी बूंद नीचे नहीं गिरी। इसलिए शिव जी को यहाँ चक्रेश्वर महादेव कहते हैं, उसी का अपभ्रंश हो गया अब चक्रेश्वर महादेव। मानसी गंगा के इसी तट पर एक घाट है बड़ा सुंदर, उसका नाम है परांग घाट। यहाँ कृष्ण गोपियों के संग बड़ी अद्भुत और अंतरंग लीला करते थे। गोपियाँ ये उत्तर से दक्षिण की ओर पार जाने के लिए नाविक और गोपियाँ उसमें बैठ गईं, संग हंसी मजाक कृष्ण करने लगे। उन्होंने कहा कि तुम्हारे मटकों में बहुत भार है, पहले तो मटके गिरवा दिए, घी दूध दही गिरवा दिया, और फिर कृष्ण नाव को इस तरह तेजी से हिलाने लगे कि सारी गोपियाँ घबरा गईं। और राजा जी एकदम घबरा कर डर के मारे उन्होंने नाविक बहुत सारे शास्त्र भी पढ़ लेते दिखाई नहीं दें, लेकिन हमारे विश्वनाथ चक्रतीपाद जी उन्होंने और हमारे आचार्यों ने प्रार्थनाओं में इन लीलाओं का वर्णन किया।
जैसे I heard somewhere in the lecture like real knowledge is like actually what Goswami's had showed. Because they had lot of knowledge but they were so humble. But materially people get so puffed up with their knowledge.
उपक्रम करने लगे यानी लीला लिया। ऐसे गोवर्धन उनको मच्छर काटने लगे, वो उठकर जाने लगे।
चक्रेश्वर महादेव
तो शिव जी ने कहा, चक्रेश्वर महादेव जी ने, आप जाइए नहीं, अब आपको यहाँ मच्छर काटेंगे नहीं।
गुलाल कुंड It's all very serene and very quiet. Much Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dhanyavad Krishna.
Pranam.
थैंक यू माताजी, हरे कृष्णा, धन्यवाद।
कोटी वैष्णव वृंद की जय, श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, मंडल परिक्रमा की जय।
थैंक यू सो मच माताजी, वेरी वेरी